Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Our guests this evening are Ami Nahari, CEO and founder of The River Fine Kosher Wines, and his wife, Larissa Nahari, the company's marketing director. Good evening, Ami. Good evening, Larissa.
Good evening, Chaim.
Good evening, Chaim.
Are we ready to discuss wine and everything else? Are we ready to spill out our secrets?
Well, we're not going to give any secrets, but we always enjoy talking about wine.
Okay. Before we plunge into the wines, what's it like, first of all, to work with your spouse? How did you guys meet? Come from very different backgrounds. How did it work out?
Well, Larissa was chasing me for a really, really long time until I finally said yes. I'm actually joking. So Larissa and I met on the internet.
Match.com.
We pretty much knew we were getting married after the third or fourth date. We got engaged in Israel at the Kotel, by the way, and 6 months
wow.
later we were married.
So you met online?
We met online, yes.
What was it like when you actually met for the first time live?
I was sitting at a coffee shop and I didn't know what to expect. I was a little nervous because the truth is that Larissa didn't really have a very clear picture on her internet, but I really liked her profile. So I said to myself, okay, I might not like the way she looks, but we're definitely going to have a good conversation. But then she walked in, and I really liked the way she looked. We had a terrible conversation, by the way. I'm joking. We really had a good time, and we hit it off pretty much from the beginning.
So what is it like to work with your spouse? Let's face it. At work, there is always sometimes disagreements. There is always some tension. How do you guys work that out as a married couple?
Well, I think there's two things. One is we know that we each bring very different skill sets to the table, so we respect, you know, what each other's expertise are, and you know, defer to each other on those topics. But at the same time, I mean, of course, as you said, there's always, you know, tensions and disagreements in work. So the nice thing is that you can be really honest with one another. You know, otherwise when you're working with a stranger and you have to act a certain way, that
well,
might
you
not,
have to be diplomatic,
you know,
and so on.
So, you know, you might not be expressing your true feelings. So it takes away that layer of, I guess, falseness. I'm not sure what else to call it.
Okay. Obviously, over the years, you guys have made this into an art, working together. So now tell me, okay, you're working together. What are some of the wineries that you represent, and how do you choose those particular wineries that you want to represent?
Our first winery was Gush Etzion. The story behind Gush Etzion is that when Larissa and I went to visit my parents in Efrat, in Gush Etzion, when we were engaged, my father knew that Larissa and I both like wine, and he took us to the winery. Since his best friend actually owns, his best friend, one of his good friends, owns the winery. We went there, and we really liked the wine. And we offered Shraga Rosenberg, the owner of the winery, that we will import him to the U.S. since he didn't have an importer at the time. He, by the way, said no right away. He said, there's no way I'm going to give you my wines. You guys have no background in importing wine, so I'm not going to take this chance. But I kept, you know, we went back to the States. I kept calling him. I really annoyed the heck out of him until he finally said yes. And that's how we really started with Gush Etzion. And then we got in touch with a winery called Kadesh Barnea, today called Ramat Negev. And the next time we went to visit in Israel, we went to visit them. We love their wines. They're very different. And we really wanted to start growing our portfolio and do different and unique wines. After we had Kadesh Barnea, we met Har Bracha, which was a small winery in the Shomron. We really liked his wines. And at that time, until that point, it was really more of a hobby. I was working in the high-tech industry. Larissa was doing marketing. You know, she was working in Midtown. I was working downtown. But until that, until we got Tishbe, we really did that as a part-time, as really as a hobby. But once we got Tishbe, we just quit our jobs and we jumped into it, and now we're doing it full-time.
How did you get Tishbe from the guy who had it before you, Yoav Sisley, also an Israeli?
Right. Well, he was working for a company named Admiral. Admiral was importing Tishbe.
Right.
I think, well, they weren't doing very well as a company. I think they just they stopped distributing at one point. So he was looking for, you know, for a young company to really take him on and really focus on him. And he got really good feedback, very positive feedback from Shraga Rosenberg, who they work very closely together. So Gush Etzion and Tishbe have some kind of partnership between them. 90% of the grapes that Gush Etzion grow goes to Tishbe. Golan, the son of Yonatan Tishbe, Golan Tishbe, goes and to Gush Etzion and gives consultancy on winemaking. They work a lot together. And he asked him, he said, hey, you've been working with Ami. How was that? And he told him it's a great experience. Next time I flew to Israel, he asked me he asked to meet with me. And
the rest is history,
yeah.
When you say you work with Tishbe, do you bring in only their wines or do you bring in also their marmalades?
So it's funny that you're asking, but we will be bringing those jams on our next container for the first time. Those are, you know, they're very high-end jams. They're wine.
Absolutely.
They're produced from fruit and wine. Yeah, we will be distributing them starting May.
Very nice. So now I know where to go and get the best jams that come to America.
Right.
What are some of the other wineries that you represent?
Well, I definitely want to talk about Shira. Shira is a very small winery in California. They make very high-end wine, very unique wines. You know, their labels, their presentation, everything that they do is just it's just amazing. They have wines that on regular basis win awards. They're also very very expensive, very limited. But you know, consumers that get their hand on their wine love them. And you know, it's one of our, you know, they're very close friends of ours, Shimon and Gabriel Weiss. We go to visit them in California. They come to visit us in New York. Our relationship is so close that they actually are making a special label for us called Twin Sons, which is our company's label named after our twin boys. And we're doing very well with them. We started doing a Cabernet, a Mevusha wine, an entry-level Cabernet, and then we had two reserves, the Malbec and the Pinot, which both were great wines. Jewish Week listed the Malbec as one of the best wines of the year. So our, you know, what we're doing with Shira is quite amazing.
Now, you also have Yafo, Twin Sons, and so on. Tell us a little bit about them.
So Yafo, we actually brought on about a year ago. They're also a small boutique winery in the Ella Valley. They have a, you know, very interesting family story. It's a family business where the father is Israeli and the mother is French, and he went to France to study winemaking, is where they met, and her family has they're like an old French wine family, and that's where he fell in love with his wife and winemaking. And now their son is the winemaker, and he also went and studied in France and, you know, interned in Bordeaux. So their wines are very elegant, very old world style, very
French.
French style, but, you know, very meticulous. Right now, you know, we only have three wines from them, but every time somebody tastes them at a tasting or an event, they're extremely impressed. They're very well made wines. And then Beth El is a great winery, also from the Chamron, like Har Bracha. Wonderful winemakers, and what's great about their wines is that they're very reasonably priced for amazing quality. They produced a Cabernet and a Carignan. The Carignan,
as a matter of fact,
is already
the Carignan is going to be one of my choices for the first night for the four cups.
Oh, very
I find
nice.
It a fantastic wine.
Yes, no, it was definitely one of my favorites, and we can't wait for the next vintage to come out. And again, I mean, just to find that good quality of an Israeli wine that can be on the shelf, you know, for under $20 is hard to come by. So their wines are very popular, as you can tell by the sales, but, you know, people really respond very well to them. And they're looking, you know, they're going to increase their production as they move forward. So we're expecting, you know, some really great things from there.
And you have a few other companies you represent as well.
So there's Moses Vodka. I don't know if we can talk about vodka if we're talking about wine. But
well, we can talk about vodka. As a matter of fact, I have a question. And I can't believe it, but I heard that it is kosher for Passover. I cannot imagine a vodka that is kosher for Pesach.
So I was just going to say the reason we should bring it up right now is because we're in the week before Pesach, because it is actually based on sugar cane, and it is kosher to Pesach. The regular vodka, I mean, as we're told, you know, premium vodka drinkers tell us, is a premium vodka. I mean, it really holds its own. It's not like you're sacrificing because it's kosher to Pesach, but it's very good vodka.
It is certainly better than its quote-unquote Passover competitor, something called Pesachovka. I happen to think it's terrible. Moses is very, very nice tasting.
Yes. So, you know, it wins awards in international spirit competitions, which have nothing to do with it being kosher or anything.
Right.
And they also have a date-flavored vodka, which is very unique. It tastes more like a liqueur. It's something you can drink on the rocks after dinner. And it's really delicious. I mean, it's like a dessert unto itself. You know, we've been distributing that for a while now, and it's a great, great product.
What else did we? What else is missing from our portfolio, Chaim? Looks like you,
okay,
you know.
Okay, what about the Domaine Rose Camille?
So the Rose Camille is a high-end Bordeaux from Pomerol. There are three of them. The Rose Camille itself. I mean, it's a $250 bottle on the shelf. It's a great. It's one of the best kosher Bordeaux around. It actually at the Ritz-Carlton in Paris on the menu. One of the wines that they have on the menu is that Rose Camille. Like, they don't even serve it as kosher wine. They just serve it as a high-end Bordeaux. The other two wines there is Merlot called Echo. And then there is another Bordeaux wine called Le Clyde, which is around, they're both around $100 a bottle. So we have that as well.
It's funny that you mentioned that it's the top Bordeaux at the Ritz-Carlton in Paris, because the first time I ever tasted the Rose Camille happened to be at the Carlton right here about 2 years ago on Madison Avenue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a wine tasting, and you got—that's the first time I saw you guys at the wine tasting. I had never heard of this wine before.
Right, the 67. Yeah, so Andrew, who flew from LA for this event specifically to pour at this event. Yes, I remember that event. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that. I think we touched a little bit about of the Twin Sons that the Weiss brothers are producing for us in California.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick note about that. So we started with a Cabernet, but for our last harvest, we started working on a Cabernet, on a Chardonnay, and a Syrah, which will be an entry level, and already we started working on a reserve line, Pinot, and we're going to have a Bordeaux blend, which are going to be, again, you know, they spend like 2-3 years in barrels, and we're going to continue developing this line as, you know, as long as we live.
Very nice. Admei Avesrim.
Admei Avesrim.
Now, what about Har Bracha and Ramat Negev?
So Ramat Negev is what is the second winery that we had. It used to be called Kadesh Barnea. They changed the name of the winery.
Ramat Negev.
They changed the winery to Ramat Negev because, first of all, they grew. They're outsourcing grapes from the whole region of the Negev. So they changed the name from a local name of Kadesh Barnea to Ramat Negev, which is really the whole region.
Right.
They're really looking to, they want the Negev to be recognized as a wine making, grape growing region. So they really wanted the name in there.
What about Har Bracha?
So Har Bracha was our third winery. It's a small winery in the Shomron. They started with, when we started importing them 2 years ago, they started with 5,000 bottles producing. Today they're producing 20,000 bottles. And after the Shemitah year, 2 years from now, they're going to start producing about 50,000 bottles a year. Very small, making quality wine. They have an entry level cab and a blend, and they have a reserve line called the Highlander Cabernet Merlot and Syrah, which will only be available before Rosh Hashanah. For Pesach, we brought their port, wine. It's a dessert wine. I think it sold for about $35 on the shelf. Great quality. for and great value for this port.
Now let's talk a little bit about the pairings, food and wine pairings. Let's face it, for the four cups, obviously nobody's going to have a very heavy wine. Not only will they get drunk, but at the very least, they're going to get very, very tired and not going to finish the meal. And considering that the first night, at least, you have to finish within a certain time period, what would you recommend for the four cosot? And what would you recommend for the other nights when you can have any wine you feel like? What would you pair what with?
So we actually have been saying at a lot of the events we've been doing that the Twin Suns Cabernet is a great Seder wine because it's really, you know, lighter in body and it's fruitier. And, you know, a lot of people reach for the Manischewitz. but, you know, if you want like a real dry wine but not too dry and lighter and fruitier, it's really a great option. And it's reasonably priced at about, you know, under $15, so you can have enough for everyone at the table. But as far as, like, more of the, you know, special wines or more, you know, like, that you choose for Chag, of course the Twin Suns Reserve, the Pinot Noir, which actually we sold out of already, you know, some stores still have some, but that's it. And the Malbec, which is, you know, limited quantity as well. But the Pinot Noir, obviously, is a lighter wine, so that's going to pair better with a lighter meal like a fish, whereas the Malbec is a really meaty wine. So it's a meaty wine that goes with meat. So depending on what you're having, or, you know, you can always start with the Pinot and move to the Malbec. Some other more special suggestions are from Shira Winery that we talked about before from California. They just released a Shira Syrah, which are Syrah grapes from two different vineyards in Central Coast California. And it, I would say, would be, you know, it's not a very heavy wine, so I'd do somewhere in that, you know, pasta, fish area, but I think it's a good, you know, it's a crossover wine. It has a lot of fruit from the Syrah, but it has some heft to it, which is nice. And then their Bordeaux, which is obviously a play on words of Bordeaux, because it is a Bordeaux blend. And that's, you know, going to be a little bit more classic and would be more of a pairing with a heavier meal like meat as well. And then a unique wine that actually we just got in this year. It sold out pretty much right away, and we will be getting it back in stock. But Tishby released single vineyards. They had a Cabernet Franc, a Petit Verdot, and a Ruby Cabernet, which is a hybrid grape of Carignan and Cabernet. And it happens to be now on my top list. And everyone who's tried it, you know, it got really rave reviews. It's a really interesting and well-done wine. But because it has that, you know, Carignan mixed with the Cabernet kind of taste, as far as pairings go, I think kind of right down the middle with like a chicken dish would be, you know, really nice with that.
Do you have any wines that could be used as a dessert wine at the end of the meal, for example?
Yeah. I mean, well, the Harbracha port, as Ami mentioned, is great for after dinner.
The Tishbe Barbera.
Tishbe also has a port style wine. It's the Barbera Zinfandel. You know, higher end, really delicious. The date vodka, as I mentioned, is also great after.
And I got to tell you this story about the date vodka. So, you know, every Friday night we have friends coming to eat in my house. And at the end of each dinner, they go to my sample room in my apartment and they look for the date vodka so they can have it for dessert. At one point, I start hiding it because I just don't have samples anymore of the date vodka because they used to finish. I mean, you can drink that date vodka with no end. Like you just don't feel it. It's delicious. It's a great, great dessert drink. And, you know, my friends will tell you all about it. I think they're coming to my house just for that.
You mean
and
it's
wife,
really a wine friendship other than a real friendship? But
I was going to say it was also my wife's cooking, but, you know.
Now that makes sense. Okay, now we have a few minutes left. So let me ask you, if I came to you and I would say, give me the 8 wines representing all your wineries, what would you say? And I'm only going to take 8 wines. What would you say I should take?
Are you asking?
I realize it's a bit of an unfair question, but that's the point.
So we need to choose a wine from each winery?
Yeah. And
right, so
here is how you would choose it. A, not the most expensive, not the cheapest, and something that will be representative of the workmanship, if I can call it that, of the expertise of the winemaker.
All right, so let's go through each winery, and I'll say my favorite, and Larissa will say her favorite, okay?
Fair enough.
All right, Tishbe, what's your favorite?
Jonathan Tishbe Special Reserve. That is the most expensive, but
mine,
I still have to
that
get it.
That one
mine,
happens to be a superb wine. I do have it in my collection.
Mine is the single vineyard Malbec. Is my favorite Tishbe wine. All right.
That
one
I have not tasted, but I'm going to ask you a question. How does it compare to the average Argentinian Malbec?
It actually is very much the same style. So we have a Twin Sun Malbec from Central Coast, California. It's very
mm-hmm.
different. The Tishbe Malbec, because the Israeli climate and the Argentinian climate are similar, they're very much alike. So people that tasted the Tishbe Malbec said that it really tastes like an Argentinian Malbec, very fruit forward, but it still had the complexity. It's a great wine. It really is my favorite Tishbe wine. I do like fruitier wine than drier wines, but that's just my style. Anyway, so that's the Tishbe. Gush Etzion, what's your favorite, Larissa?
Cabernet Franc.
Mine, I'm not usually a white wine type of a person, but my favorite Gush Etzion wine is the Blessed Valley White. I have to tell you that is, it's my favorite, I think, white wine. Anybody that want to try a good white wine, people that say, oh, I'm not a white wine kind of a person, try the Gush Etzion Blessed Valley White. It is really, really a phenomenal wine. Okay, Gush Etzion, next, Kadesh Barnea.
Ramat Negev.
The Ramat Negev is your favorite?
No, it's the
Oh, Ramat Negev, sorry. What's your favorite Ramat Negev?
I would have to go with the Negev blend, which is, I mean, it's one of those wines that I haven't really met anybody who doesn't like it. It's Cab Shiraz Cabernet Franc, and it's just a great blend.
I agree. I mean, I guess we're on the Ramat Negev, I guess we agree. Next is Har Bracha.
Okay.
The Petit Syrah that they sold out of.
Yeah, well, my favorite was the Highlander Cabernet, which they sold out of. The Bet El?
The 2013 Carignan.
I have to go with that as well. Here's a difficult one. The Shiraz.
Oh, well, can I talk about past wines, or it has to be current?
Well, the fast one, I think that we both, the coalition.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first coalition that they came out with, most people will tell you it's one of the greatest kosher wines of all time. No, the current one.
I would be between the Shiraz Syrah and the Brodu.
I would go with the Shiraz Syrah. Do we have any other wineries?
Yafo.
Oh, Yafo.
So based on Chaim's criteria, I think the Sauvage is a good choice. It's a blend, also Shiraz Merlot, Cabernet.
I mean, I like their Syrah Merlot. They're a higher end wine. They have a Cabernet and they have a Syrah Merlot. I think the Syrah Merlot is better. What else?
Betel.
Betel, we said the Carignan. We both agreed to that.
Right. We did. And of course, Moses. They have the vodkas. We spoke of them already.
And the twin sons, Malbec or Pinot.
I like the Pinot Noir.
I you know what? Most people that tried the Twin Sons Reserve, they went for the Malbec. Both Larissa and I thought the Pinot is better.
Not better.
And I posted on my Facebook once the Malbec came out on the Jewish Week list. I said, you know, congratulations to the Weiss brothers who made this. However, I both Larissa and I thought the Pinot is better, and I explained that Jewish people are just not accustomed to Pinot as a wine. So I don't know if they just didn't know how to drink it and how to enjoy it, but
remember
it really is,
that Jewish people a few years ago were not accustomed to any wine that was not extra sweet or even sweeter.
Right.
At one point, kosher wines were the laughingstock of the world.
Yeah. Anyway, those are our choices. I think we went through all our wineries.
Okay, it has been a very enjoyable show. Unfortunately, we're out of time, although I do have a million questions. We're going to have to do it again soon, I hope. In the meantime, at the hotel where I'm going to be officiating during Passover, last year I made the mistake of getting everybody at my table and the next two tables next to me. I got them used to wines, all these unusual wines. I can tell you that this year your wines will be well represented.
Well, thank you very much.
Then you guys will be drinking superior wine.
Absolutely. I don't bring any cheap wines. Okay. Thank you very, very much for being on our show. And
thank you
for having
one
us. And all, ladies and gentlemen. Good night and please tune us in tomorrow when our guest will be Esti Wartenberg from Recanati Wines. Good night, one and all.